Like each of you, everybody, this spring and this summer, I will be continuing to practice and live the seven elements of the Web Radio Today disease fighting and fitness model: faith, diet, exercise, positive attitude, guided imagery, music, and research. Let's take a couple of minutes right now to focus on the exercise element. That exercise element actually consists of two sub-elements, if you really think about it: heart rate training and strength training. Now, we've spent a lot of time on past episodes talking about and practicing heart rate training, but I want to focus today for a couple of minutes on strength training. As we get older, everybody, our muscle mass decreases. That decrease in muscle mass, well, it can cause us some serious problems, not the least of which is that it puts us at greater risk of falling down and occurring bone fractures. And also, this is important, strength training, it doesn't add weight in terms of weight gain. Muscle mass, having muscle mass, actually burns fat, causing you to lose weight. So as aging causes us to lose muscle mass and strength, we need to do all we can, us folks in our 50s and 60s and 70s and beyond, to keep strengthening our muscles, guarding against muscle mass loss. But we're older now, so as we try to build back aging muscles, it's important for us to focus on age-specific muscle strengthening exercises. You want to exercise your muscles against some type of resistance. Think exercise machines, free weights, resistance bands. And then to continue with your strength training program, you want to be able to increase the amount of resistance as your muscles get stronger. Us older folks, we need to start very light. Start with very light resistance. And then progressively increase the resistance as our muscle strength begins to improve. My recommendation with strength training, especially for us older folks, I really think that the ideal situation would be to have a personal coach or trainer. Most of us cannot afford that. But there are classes available in most communities where seniors can work together with some expert coaching in building their strength. It is just so important that strength training exercises, whatever kind of equipment you're using, it's important that those exercises be done correctly. The best way to ensure that is to have someone who knows what they're doing watching you do the exercises, correcting you when you're doing them wrong, at least at the very first when you're just starting out. And remember this sad fact. We are not 35 anymore. We need to start light, increase the resistance then as we get stronger. And again, make sure that you know how to do the exercises correctly. Doing the exercises wrong, they can cause some serious injury. Please try real hard to do your strength training with a partner, a coach, or in a group. And don't forget, everybody, later this spring, in a special Web Radio Today podcast, it's going to be dealing exclusively with strength training exercises. We'll talk about some very specific exercises that are geared more for us older folks. And remember this, everybody, strength training is so important as we age, and muscles burn fat.